The students are really, really corrupt people here. They come in my shop, steal the item, run, give you abuse, and that's it, and it happens every day.
This shopkeeper runs a news agency nearby the school.
It's a corner shop, sweet shop.
She didn't want to give her name. The shop is small, without windows, and packed from floor to ceiling.
Okay, if they run with the chocolate, that's fine. I don't have a trouble. But if they try to give me more trouble about wines or beers or cigarettes, then I try to press the button, you know.
She's talking about a panic button near her till, which means the police will come straight away. I asked if she'd ever used it. She looks surprised and says, of course, many times. But she doesn't like using it.
It's fine. I don't want to call, trust me, because these are the children and they don't know what they're doing. But they like to threaten you.
She says not all the students cause problems, especially once they get to know her. But each time there's a new intake, there's trouble in the shop.
Some of them are good, some of them. But all the groups comes here, and when they come to my shop, it's scaring for me, you know, like 6-7 boys, all of them tall and big and black. And then when they come, you feel that something is going to happen.
This discomfort seemed to be felt by most of the other residents I spoke to.
No disrespect to anybody, but it's in the middle of the residential part where people live. When they say that those facilities shouldn't be available, but just the location doesn't seem correct to the community. You expect to see youths around the place everywhere you go, but you see a lot of police down there, which shows you maybe what's expected from those kids then, you understand?
You need to put some more security. Don't let them all out of the group, like their gangs, and go into shops and start terrorizing like news agents around the corner that have been peaceful for years.
This is not the experience of our listener, Hannah Coulson.
I never go out thinking, oh, I can't go out now because it's time for school to be out. I never think that.
Hannah's lived in a block of flats opposite the Park Campus School for 5 years.
I work from home quite a lot, so I'm around during the day and I see kids coming and going here. And as far as I'm concerned, you wouldn't know that this was a PRU. It's just like any other school.
You don't feel you've seen any aggressive or slightly threatening behaviour in the time that you've lived here?
No, I really haven't. I mean, you do see community support officers and police officers outside sometimes, but that's now true of lots of schools that you go by.
She says the area is quite culturally mixed. There are people with lots of children,
older people. There are guys who kind of are here for a few months and then are going back to Poland, and a woman who's lived here for, I think, maybe 30 years.
You've just come down your little lane, which is directly across from the school.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's go inside and we'll see if we can meet Richard and some of the students.
Rock on!
Yeah!
Just go with this young man, he will take you upstairs. Yeah?
Hello, come in. Hello, you're one of our neighbours, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I've forgotten your name.
Hannah,
do sit down.
Richard Leonard is the head teacher. He's also the head of what's called alternative education in the South London borough of Lambeth, a role he's had for over 10 years. He says there's been a pupil referral unit in this area for longer than he's worked here. It was temporarily relocated while the new school was built.
And we're very privileged to have a brand new building.
The new school opened 3 years ago. We'll come back to Mr. Leonard later, as he was keen to introduce us to three of his pupils, who also gave us a tour of the school.
You walk in, give your phones in. It's just like regular school, no phones allowed.
It's quite a nice reception area.
Yeah, it is. To me, it's the best area in the whole school.
Why?
You have pictures on the wall. It's colourful.
It's a very new build.
Yeah,
it's new build. It's quite impressive when you walk in.
Yeah.
Did you notice that when you came in for the first time?
Of course I noticed. As soon as I came, I was like, wow, this place is nice. I wouldn't mind coming here. Because my old school was old. We all used to think it was haunted.
Wahab is 16 and has been at the school for 8 months. He was expelled from his mainstream school for stealing from other students. I asked him how he felt when he heard he was coming to a pupil referral unit.
Didn't feel good, because I thought there was just going to be a lot of troublesome guys that were just fights and stuff like that. That's what I thought it would be like. But it wasn't like that. It was actually kind of calm. My parents were a bit scared, I think. There's nothing they could do, innit? This was my last chance.
Did you get that it was your last chance?
Yeah.
He says the main difference between the pupil referral unit and his old school is the teacher's persistence.
They keep on your case and make sure you do it.
I asked if he thought people outside the school were a bit frightened of him and the other students.
No. I think some have stereotyped us, but...
How do you think they've stereotyped you?
Teenagers are bad school, who these guns, knives. Most adults do that, so I'm used to it. I don't really mind.
This is like the main part of the school now. To my right, you got the science class. In front, you have the ICT classes and the art room.
It's one of the cleanest art rooms I've ever seen.
David's also 16. He said his last school was glad to get rid of him. He was abusive to teachers and hit his head of year. After being expelled, he was at home for 8 months before getting a place here.
I've always been not bad, but I used to do stupid things. Like, I used to just get in trouble for little things, like telling a teacher to shut up or walking out of a class. Or, like, slamming the door, or, like, hitting another student.
Initially, he didn't want people to know he went to a pupil referral unit.
First couple of months coming here, when I walked out the school gates, I used to just cover up the school logo, and people would be, like, just didn't really notice, because I was just walking down the road like a normal boy coming out of school. But when I had the logo on show, people were a bit like, oh, wow, he goes Park Campus sort of thing. People would stare more.
But what do you think that they're thinking?
They're most probably thinking, wow, he must be bad.
This is the AstroTurf football pitch. You can play table tennis around here. And if you ask, they can set up badminton for you.
Andrew is also 16 and was also expelled from school for fighting. He was at home for just 2 weeks before he got a letter inviting him to come here. He was glad because he says he was bored at home. But his mum was concerned he would get into even more trouble at this school.
It was more my mum that was worried.
What was she worried about?
Getting into a fight, because she knows how I'm like. She's about the fighting, gangs.
And what happens when you walk out the front of these gates? Are people nervous around you?
Everywhere I go, people are nervous. Like, it's true, like, I'll be walking on the road and I see people holding onto their backs. Like, it's weird.
And it doesn't matter where you go?
Anywhere. Teenager, hoodie, hold on to their back. I even speak out at them sometimes. What's the point of holding your back? I ain't gonna rob you.
What do they say?
No, dead and woke up fast.
Can you understand why they might feel a little bit frightened?
Yeah, because of all the stabbings and news and all the things they hear about teenage boys. But they need to remember that not everyone's the same.
Where are we going next?
Going upstairs to induction. You come into induction for at least like a week just to get a feel of the school before you start.
This is a classroom where there'll be induction process where they're doing baseline assessments for academics stuff and also baseline assessments around behaviour. So that we can set targets, so that we can move children on. Because, you know, the pupil referral unit, its aim is to actually put children back into mainstream provision.
What is the behaviour of the pupils like here?
Ofsted judged it to be good, and that's against national benchmarks that they use when they inspect any school in the country. My experience is that we have a large proportion of pupils who, for one reason or another, the off-the-peg solution in mainstream hasn't worked. But when we bring them here, we can work more intensively with them on an individual level to get the best out of each and every one of them.
At this point, the students Wahab and Andrew jump in.
Everyone in Year 11's got into a college, or they're working as an apprenticeship, or they've got an actual job. And people just think that they're just going to sell drugs or go in a gang and get money like that. But it's not like that. Like, all of us here, like, obviously, we might have done that in the past, but we've learnt from that now, innit?
So if you do get a second chance, and most of us use that second chance, that's more money in your pocket.
At the end of the day, if the taxpayer's moaning, we got to pay this for them, why should we? Let them not pay and then let the youth get into gangs and stuff like that and just muck up the area, then they have to pay more money to clean it up and to get...
Why should that be happening in the first place?
It's better that the taxpayer invest their money in something positive than cleaning up gangs. So it's better for them to invest in places like this than invest in more police around the area.
The government itself, in its recent white paper, their research has shown that the investment saves thousands and thousands of pounds that could end up being spent by communities and society from antisocial behaviour that comes further down the line.
But hasn't it reinforced that view that it's attracting gangs to the area? It's attracting trouble.
Every school has issues with young people who may or may not be involved with gang activity. Yes, schools need to be aware of it, and we're responsible for making our environments as safe as possible, but it's a community issue. It's a society issue, and it's got to be addressed by the community.
Mr. Leonard says they involved the community when the new school was being built, asking them what they thought and what facilities at the school they'd be interested in sharing. He says the community response was very positive, and he didn't detect any negative feelings about students from a pupil referral unit being in the area. I put to him the experience of the local shopkeeper I'd spoken to earlier, as well as some of the other residents' views.
We've got an excellent relationship with shopkeepers locally, and the shopkeepers know that if there are issues, they come and see myself or someone on my management team. I haven't had in 12 months a shopkeeper come and see me, which I think is testament to the fact that kids are respectful when they leave. And generally, the community is their community. They don't want to upset anyone in the community.
Let me make one last point before we leave. Never judge a book by its cover.
Why would you say that?
People walk past Park Campus, have this little, it's Park Campus, it's not safe. But actually, come inside and see how it is before you make a decision.
They're all killing themselves in there. We're all fighting.
How do you know that they think it's not safe?
It's just that vibe, like, I'll be sitting inside the reception area, look outside and see people giving the look through the window.
Even if they can't see
us. They can't see us, but we can see them.
Is there anything else that, you can come back, can't you?
Yes, I can, when you cross the road. So, yeah, I can come back.
Thank you
very much. All the best.
So, Hannah, what did you think?
It was really interesting to see behind the school gates and to talk to the boys. They've all obviously got a lot of energy, and I think have definitely appreciated the opportunities that the school is offering to them. I think everybody there is keen to make sure that people have a good impression of the school. I think that's the teachers and the young people want to give that impression. I imagine that things are harder than they might say. I imagine that classrooms aren't always calm and peaceful places. But I also get the impression that everybody there is working very hard and does want that to be the case.